Back at the National FFA Convention in Indianapolis, Indiana, Lucas Oil Stadium in the Indiana Convention Center, Chad Baker, courtesy of the Riffing Dog Mobile Studios for WITY, talking with Chrisman FFA Vice President Morgan Simpson and reporter Autumn Ellis here in the concourse, if you will, between the two. How are you all doing today?
Good. Good.
Good. I just, of course, was working my way back and actually on my way back to the table, hopefully to interview Chrisman FFA. And you guys kind of just are hanging out here and chilling out after a long day. Let's talk a little bit about what you guys have been experiencing here. We'll start with you, Autumn. Some of the things that you've been taking in here at the FFA convention.
So far, we have attended the opening session where we learned about some leadership. And we also got to tour around the expo and the shopping mall. And at the expo, we got to visit with a bunch of different colleges and in the mall got to do some shopping.
How much did you spend in the mall? Be honest with us.
About $80.
Oh, okay. That's not too bad. Did you end up with one of those great big giant cowboy hats or one of the floppy cow hats in there?
No.
You stayed practical, right?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. So anything that you felt like that maybe you were able to bring back and use within your own chapter, within your own community that you may have gotten here this week?
Just learning how to communicate with people better, which I think can definitely help in our chapter.
Very good. How about you, Morgan? Let's talk about what your experience has been like here.
Well, I pretty much did the same thing as Autumn. We went to the expo, we went to the mall, and we went to the first session.
Very good. And how did you make out at the mall? Did you buy anything crazy?
Yeah, it was probably about $80 too.
It's not bad. That's all right. Tame compared to what I heard earlier. I heard somebody dropped $1,500 in there. So they came out with some really nice looking footwear. So Autumn, let's talk about you. Tell me a little bit about your history in FFA, what you do, and how you enjoy being a reporter, what your life ambition is. The whole works here.
I started FFA in seventh grade. I've competed in almost all the CDs that we participate in. As a reporter, my job is to kind of just report all the results and everything that we do in our chapter. And my hopes are to get our chapter even more active in our community.
Do you have a favorite CD?
Probably Dairy Foods or Food Science.
I get a lot of folks that have been talking about Food Science being their favorite. And is there a particular reason why you like that over others?
No reason. It's just something I enjoy.
Very good. And then career aspirations, what are you looking to do when you get out of high school?
I'm looking going into vet med.
Oh, very nice. World needs a lot more animal doctors out there. Fur babies are always getting sick. You're going to be a lifesaver someday, I'm sure.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Hey, Morgan, let's talk a little bit about you, your career aspirations, your time in FFA, the whole works. Tell us about you.
I also started in seventh grade. I do pretty much every CD, every competition. I help with all the library book setups, the community service, and pretty much everything. I'm just there to help Honnold, our act teacher, with everything, help the president doing everything. And I just want everybody to be happy in FFA like I am. FFA is my life. I love FFA.
Very good. It sounds like you're heavily involved with it. You got a lot going on, a lot of CDs. Yeah. Do you have a favorite CD?
Probably horse judging.
Horse judging.
Horses.
Very good. So let's talk about the chapter in whole. How many folks do you have in the chapter? How active it is, roughly?
Maybe 100 members, about 25 active.
For a school that size, because Chrisman doesn't have a ton of folks. Chrisman High School is, I think, probably like 110, 120, and then, of course, your junior high there is small as well. So to get that many members involved, people that are taking ag classes or interested, that's a pretty significant number.
Yep, it is.
Very good. So for folks that want to end up, or maybe they're on the fence as to whether or not to join FFA or to take an ag class, what would you say to them?
I'd say definitely do all the competitions, see what you like to do, and if you want a career outside of FFA, especially do all of them to see what you would want to do.
And your career again was?
I want to be an ag teacher, but then I want to be a nurse. So it's completely different, but.
You know, and those are the two most common ones. So I think you're in the right line there. You're going to figure it out soon. Well, I thank you for spending some time with us here talking about it, especially while we're just hanging out here. All the best to you the rest of the week, and we'll get into the school year, and hopefully we'll catch up soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That is Autumn Ellis and Morgan Simpson with Chrisman FFA. More reports coming up on WITY from the National FFA Convention. I'm Chad Baker.